Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay. Mask off. Wow. Well, I've just come out of seeing the new Agatha Christie adaptation by Kenneth Branagh, Death on the Nile, and wow, better, I would have to say. I mean, I enjoyed Murder on the Orient Express, and I enjoyed what he was trying to do. And this time, the production values feels a little bit higher. It feels like he's had more fun with the text. I mean, I have to confess, I was never really a fan of the 1978 version with Peter Ustinov. It was funny because I always kind of felt like, oh, there's such acting royalty, but it was had all the dryness of a Jacob's water biscuit. But this has no relationship to that. In fact, this is a marked improvement. It starts off really interestingly in the First World War, where you've kind of get a little bit of a backstory as to what's happening with Hercule Poirot and how he comes to be the person that he is. And it's done in a really intelligent way. And there's a payoff to that that kind of is like running through, not so much the entirety of the film, but certainly towards the end. And I mean, there is a scene that at the end is really going to have the purists jumping up and down, but I actually think it really worked for the movie. But anyway, for those of you unfamiliar with how Death of the Nile runs, we start with the Great War, that's the First World War with Hercule Poirot, and then the action moves on to the relative modern day, and we find Hercule Poirot is taking a break from solving cases and admiring the pyramids and what have you in Cairo. And sure enough, his eye falls upon intrigue in the shape of a honeymoon between Gal Gadot's heiress and Armie Hammer's ne'er-do-well. And in the background, there's Emma Mackey as Hammer's ex-jilted fiancé who's not going away quietly. So how to deal with that? Well, if you're being stalked by an ex-jilted fiancé, then the smart idea possibly is to hire a Nile cruise and pack it full of ex-family types who are all sort of secretly gunning for your demise. I mean, the main thing with this film is its production design and the cast. The locations, the sets, the wardrobe are all sumptuous, and it gives the movie this really kind of like travelogue feel. You're kind of going on holiday as you're watching it. And I imagine that'll give the film a really long shelf life when it comes through to streaming and rentals. Although, sadly, there are a handful of studio shots that do kind of rob some of the cinematography, which, seen on a big screen, amazing colours, fantastic vistas, and, you know, that's a major, major attraction to the entire thing. However, what's really going to draw you in is the surprise casting and some of the acting that's going on. Leading the acting stakes is Sophie Okonedo as a bluesy southern songstress, and the real surprise is Russell Brand as a spurned doctor. However, saying that, everybody must bow down in the presence of Annette Bening. I mean, channeling the measured bile of Maggie Smith and the tones of an acidly drip-dry kind of like Frances de la Tour, she owns the English accent stakes. Just call the search off. She's won the prize. Give it to her now. It's hers to own. It's almost as if she's acting in a different movie, and a vastly superior one at that. But in saying that, with her presence actually being here in this film, she gets a large percentage of close-ups and reaction shots, and that must kind of tell you that out of everybody, she's doing the hardest work. So in what amounts to, let's say, just over 2 hours of rich people psychologically torturing each other whilst deciding on different ways that they can bump each other off, it has to be said that for me, I felt that this was an actual upgrade on the 2017 Murder on the Orient Express. I mean, what else can you ask for? You go on holiday and you bring a closet full of people who secretly despise you, and bad things are going to happen. So if you're familiar at all with Agatha Christie, if you're familiar at all with the books and the films, you shouldn't be too surprised about what's going to happen next. Everyone's got a motive, everyone's got an alibi, and sure enough, there are going to be murders. I'm sure there's plenty of stuff in the book and in the previous films that are going to upset the purists. But the thing I like about Branagh's Agatha Christie movies is that they're pulling constantly at the source text. They're constantly trying to find a way to sort of make it more dynamic and more melodramatic. And for the most part, you have to say he succeeds. And in his own depiction of Hercule Poirot, there's a couple of glimpses where you really get to see Kenneth Branagh kind of stretching and pulling at the character again. If I'd say anything about this film, I'd say that there's a handful of performances where the actors are so much better than the material, and you can tell when you're watching the film who they are. So whilst this is a film that you might not necessarily watch in the cinema, if it comes up on streaming or rental, it's definitely worth 2 hours of your time. And it's a handful of cracking performances that actually lift it above your expectations. So there you go. Not a classic by any means, but given the source material and given what's gone on before, it's certainly worth a shot if you enjoy 2017's Murder on the Orient Express. So there you go.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops and when we're able to share it with you. Also, because sometimes a film can really start to grow on you, we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no spoiler reaction. All the best.